Hello and welcome back to Idol Talk. In this episode, we get into the songs that are at the top of our playlist and should be added to yours. We have Your Soul, Your Body by Bobby featuring DK, Celebrity by IU, Water by Sick K featuring Woody Goldchild, PH1, Haon, and Jay Park, and lastly, Home by Gaho. From older groups to new goos, we got you covered with the K-pops.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Idol Talk, where we explore South Korean pop culture one obsession at a time. My name is Nathan and I'm your host.
Hey everyone, I'm Ashley, and happy belated birthday to our maknae of NCT, Park Ji-sung.
Yes.
All members of NCT are adults now. What are your thoughts about that, Nathan?
They are going strong. The seven of them did a rooftop skit as they promised and had a big roast festival for Ji-sung.
Yes.
And no sign of disbandment.
This also means, now that they're all adults, this also means that NCT may be ready for a new maknae that's not an adult.
That is a point of... That is not a point of contestation between us. We haven't discussed that.
We know that it's possible and probable.
Yes. One hundo.
Oh. Hey, everyone.
Where we do contrast is if they're going into NCT Dream. Anyways,
okay.
Please go ahead.
Let me do my intro, Nathan. Okay. Are we good? All points gone. Okay. Hey, everyone. I'm Chris, co-host, and here to send a plea to Johnny Suh. Please come DJ for your Oma's wedding, because these DJs be charging up an arm and a leg. And, you know, I'm just going to just come back home. Come over here.
Some Sunny Side Up. Some yes. Billie Eilish remix with Mark.
I told Chris,
I was like, you need to recruit Johnny, but only if you get a duo package, aka Mark Little dancing
on
the side.
Yeah. So that's the plan. Listeners, start a petition. Help me out here. Let's get Johnny Suh to DJ my wedding.
It's also Johnny's birthday today.
Oh, wow. I'm a terrible mother.
Sing out,
happy birthday.
So many birthdays. Mm-hmm. All right. And then a special guest today, we have Idol Talk SG. Gabe was on a couple episodes ago, actually recurring episodes ago. And then today we have Sammy back with us. Yay.
Okay, we're back again. We're playing tag team. It's your girl, Sammy B on the track. We back. And I just want to make an announcement here formally on Idol Talk Pod that apparently I'm now famous on TikTok and a staple in the K-pop community.
Wow.
So Mark Twan, welcome back to America. Hit us on our email so we can collab on TikTok. You know what I'm saying?
Sammy has how many followers do you have now, Sammy?
Today I hit 17.5. I'm not like watching every hour, but I'm pretty up there. I'm becoming a staple. I'm the CEO of Put a Finger Down. But I think my content's more like, or it is like BTS related. So it's okay. We're gonna expand to like other places in K-pop. That's why I'm here tonight. I got a good rec for you guys.
We're always happy to have you back. We always love our subunit. So thanks all for those introductions. To our listeners, thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Idol Talk Pod, and rate, review, and subscribe to us on Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Podcasts, and Pandora. If you have any feedback that you'd like to send us or any messages, email us at idoltalkpod@gmail.com. And we also have our content directory at idoltalkpod.uwu.ai, where you can see previous episodes categorized, song recommendations, concerts, and K-drama reviews, and as well as information about us. And it could be found in our description of our episode, wherever you are streaming from. And as you all know, we did a NCT Resonance album giveaway. Thank you to everyone that submitted. And at the end of the episode, we'll announce our winners.
So make sure to listen.
Okay. And we have an exciting K-pop's episode today. So we'll just go ahead and jump right in. Ashley, did you want to give your recommendation for this episode?
Yes. So my recommendation is by Bobby, and it was released on January 25th off his new album, Lucky Man. And the song is Your Soul, Your Body, featuring DK. I don't think we've talked about Icon before on the podcast. I know that this is a solo album, but Bobby is a member of Icon, which is a 6-member group under YG Entertainment. They debuted on September 15, 2015, and there are 6 members: Jay, Song, Bobby, June, and Chan. There were 7 members, and it was their leader, B.I., who was part of the group, but he left last June following his, like, weed scandal with that girl who got everyone caught up in YG.
You know, oh, what, gosh. Ashley, is really sad? We have talked about Icon quite a bit, but not in the context of a new release.
Yeah, it's because they haven't released anything. Their
since
last,
basically,
yeah, what? Their last album as a full group, this was like pre-BI leaving, was I Decide. It was their 3rd mini album, released February 2020. So a full year.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah. People think that this solo album is like preparation for their comeback, which will potentially happen ahead of the Kingdom airing in April.
You know what's really interesting about that? Like, okay, I got socialized to the idea of Icon joining Kingdom. But if I were them, wouldn't you wait for the exposure and then, like, come back?
Announce it's just it.
Well, like, wouldn't you do
exposure from Kingdom
and then do an album release?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think that's what they are doing. So they're using Bobby as like their entry.
Oh, well,
this is a solo album from their rapper. So they're using Bobby as like an intro back into the limelight because they haven't produced anything or released anything since B.I.'s whole scandal. Which, by the way, he turned out to be not guilty of that. It was I don't remember the details, but like he was supposedly trying to buy weed from someone, and he ended up like
he didn't test positive or something like that, I think.
Right, and he ended up not smoke, like he inquired about it, I think, but didn't end up buying it, didn't end up smoking it, like he just got caught up in the drama. Yeah. So anyway, Bobby is their main rapper, sub-vocalist, and face of the group. When Sammy and I went to the Philippines, like,
I was just
2019,
gonna say it.
One of our cousins was like, she's an Icon stan, she's an Iconic, which is their fandom name, and she said that her bias was Bobby with the body, because I guess he's hot? I don't know.
He looks like it.
I mean, he's the face of the group, so
I think.
So does that mean that's not the same as visual, right?
No.
Okay, but he's like the center usually. He gets a lot of.
No,
the
center
attention.
Is also different.
Oh,
yeah, face of the group is like, I don't even know. I just read like all the different titles, and center, face of the group, and like visual, all different.
So the visual is Song. Bobby is the face of the group, and then the center is also Song.
Okay.
So maybe he's the most popular because he...
It does seem like Bobby's the most popular.
Yeah,
one.
It's because he went on Show Me the Money with Song Mino from Winner, and he won that season. So I think that's where he like boosted up in popularity. Plus Icon, I think it was like 2016 that had their Song of the Year. So...
Yeah, I think it was maybe 17 or 18, actually.
I hate you.
Love Scenario, every time my mom sings that song, she says it, Love Scenario, And so now, every time I hear it, I can't not sing it that way.
Because that's how they accent it.
I know.
I know. But it's like, we can't say it in real life
scenario.
Now. Like, scenario. Like, scenario sounds... scenario sounds wrong. Like, it's hard for me to push out.
Gosh, but we need a bop like that again.
I know. I know.
That was such a good song.
But you were saying that his album, his solo album, is supposed to lead into, like, their, like, Icon's comeback. I feel like that's, like, so strategic. Because, like, wouldn't you want to use the face of the group? Like, the visual to lure in more people and everything?
Yeah.
Strategies.
Well, okay,
I'm with
here's
it.
Here's what I was saying, similar to what Sammy was saying about the timeline. I saw that they YG confirmed that Icon as a group is coming back in March, but then they're doing Kingdom
in April.
But then, so like, here's where I was trying to say earlier was that wouldn't you do Kingdom first and then have the group come back? Like, what are they leading up to? Winning Kingdom? Is that what the goal is, or is it to have a successful comeback? I'm confused.
Maybe it's to generate hype around their performance on Kingdom.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, so it seems like they really care about that then.
I mean...
Interesting.
Well, we'll see how their strategy plays out. Because,
It just seems like most of the groups that were on Kingdom, Queendom, Kingdom did the show first and then did a hard-hitting comeback after. Like, Mamamoo did, like, a lot of that. G-Idol, I think, did a lot of that, too.
Well, maybe so they'll do both.
Yes. We'll see.
Yeah.
Anyways, about the song. You didn't tell
us
about the song.
So, the song is featuring DK, which is another member of Icon. Fun fact about DK, he is YG. Like, YG himself has a daughter. And his daughter, I didn't know YG had a daughter, but apparently he does. And this daughter favors DK. Like, DK is her bias. So, I don't know.
That's
maybe
fine.
Fun fact for anyone who cares.
Okay.
So, the song is called Your Soul, Your Body. And it's some of the meanings are like, you're one of a kind, you're my first love. You know that I've been loving you. I've been running out of time since I first saw you. So just like being so in love with someone. And when I was looking at the English lyrics, some of the lyrics have like really sexual words and phrases. And I don't know if it's meant to be sexual or if it's like a metaphor that I'm just, that's getting lost in translation. You know what I mean? So the words in the chorus are... Yeah, it makes me sing. I'm gonna put my pants on. Like, what does that mean? What does that mean?
Yeah, you know what? This is very YG. They're not gonna shy away from that.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised.
Also, another one is, this one might be a metaphor. So it's like, you are in my deep dark sea, a diver exploring the inside, a place no one has ever entered.
No, this reminds me of like Frank Ocean and Pink Matter. Like, let's not. This is just.
Yeah,
no,
maybe
no,
he's
no,
talking
no.
about her soul, you know?
Yeah, maybe with the. We're just framing it.
Did he write the rap or did he get some assistance? I always like to know that because I was like, what's going on in these people's heads? Is it them or not them?
Yeah,
I will say, okay, before you answer that, Ashley, I will say I listened to his comeback single, You Mad, and I told you guys in the chat, I was like, this sounds very G-Dragon, like to the point where I looked up to see if he helped produce or anything with it. I couldn't find any credits, but the sound style was very similar in that song. This is more of a vibey song, and I like it. But I mean, I'm curious too if GD Opa helped write those lyrics.
You Mad is a bop, but let's talk about that after because I have so many thoughts about You Mad. The album itself, Lucky Man, has 17 songs. Which, what the fuck? Why does it have 17 songs? Like, that's Blackpink's entire discography. How does he get one mini album with 17 songs? I don't know.
How old is he right now?
He is 2005. No, I'm sorry. 1995.
Then maybe he's trying to release like hella music before he has to go to.
No, he's. I don't think he.
No.
Is he Korean?
He's not Korean.
He is Korean.
Oh, okay. So I got it mixed up because on the show, the survival show that they were on,
yeah,
he was always sending messages to his mom, who I don't think was in Korea.
Yeah, he spent time in Virginia. So he speaks English. Okay. And maybe she's still there and he's in Korea, I don't know.
Yeah, they would always like be like, "Oh, send message to your mom," like, you know.
Aw, cute.
Just far away. Anyways.
Yeah. I don't know why it has 17 songs, but good for him. I'm happy. And then also, all of the songs are like stylized in uppercase and lowercase letters.
Yes.
So you know how like in...
Very strategic. What's the meaning behind that?
I don't think there is a meaning. You know how like CL, she just added a bunch of special characters in her...
Oh, yeah.
In her song.
She does like the crossing out of words and stuff.
Yeah. I don't know why it's stylized like this.
Okay, Bobby's credited on...
yeah, he's the writer of this. He wrote a lot of songs. Like, he even wrote You Mad, which is a fucking... Yeah, I
mean, YG artists tend to write a lot of their rap solos and stuff.
Yeah, so true. But yeah, that's all I have to say about Your Soul, Your Body. It's a vibe. Please listen to it. Also listen to You Mad because it's a bop.
Oh, yeah. At first, when I first listened to it, I was like, oh, so this guy is angry. He's screaming in my ear. Nathan will hate this. But then, like, and then I started getting into it.
No,
like,
wow, it's so I'm good. Mad too. Yeah. Well, every time I listen to the song, I think, like, this is as hard as Stray Kids wish they could go.
Yeah.
Because in this song, it's like literally he's speaking to the haters. He's basically like, fuck you. And I think he even says like, he like cusses a little bit in the song. And I think there's a little bit of JYP censorship happening or else Stray Kids would be going off as well.
I will say that I appreciate the creativity and this type of artistry. Even though it's not something that I would listen to on a regular basis.
Wow. I love the way you phrase that.
I know. Basically, you're saying, wow. So diplomatic.
Basically, you're saying if it wasn't a ballad, you wouldn't listen to it. I'm just saying. I'm just joking.
Yeah. Well, I think that, you know, if you're into rap and that type of music, YG produces the highest quality of that.
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
So there's that. Bops. In any case, all right, Bobby with the body.
Yes.
Whoever said that. Okay, that didn't come from me. I'm just repeating it. Okay, Chris, go ahead.
So my K-pop resolution was to start listening to songs outside my taste zone. And I think I've wrecked IU before. I've wrecked her when she had the duet with Suga, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now, this is for sure a more poppy, like, girl pop song. Like, I don't know how to explain this. Like, it's, like, too happy that's, like, out of my comfort zone in a sense. Like, you guys know me. I like going for, like, the raps, the hip-hop.
Yeah.
This is kind of opposite of that. But it's a very nice release. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and tell you what it is. It's Celebrity by IU. When I saw teasers for this song, I thought I instantly remembered Lucky by Britney Spears. Do you guys remember that song?
Nathan and I actually watched that like last night, so we have a fresh reference. And I agree.
Sammy, how did this come up in conversation today? My mind is kind of blown. Wow.
So, okay, when I saw those teasers, I instantly thought that, and especially with the song title Celebrity, like you think that she's going to talk about, you know, herself or the hardships that she could have in celebrity life. But once I dove in a little deeper, this is actually, she aims this at us. which is really cute. So basically the lyrics are more saying like, you are unique, you're special, what makes you different, don't hide it, that's what makes you special, you are a celebrity to me.
That's cute.
Wow. It's so cute. She's saying this to the fans. Actually, I have a quote. Hold on, let me
bring it up. This is why everybody loves IU.
Doesn't she have the celebrity challenge kind of up and going right now too? People are posting.
Yeah, like, she does.
Oh yeah, she is. Yeah, she's posting that.
I know Yeri had one, and then I can't remember who else.
Please explain this challenge.
So the challenge, I think, is you posting this like a video collage of you as your real self.
Like not like candids.
Like natural
like
not state.
Like posed.
Not the like challenge asks fans to post a slideshow of pictures that show off their natural beauty rather than the glammed up version of themselves.
Oh my gosh, we should do this on the Instagram.
Yeah.
Wow, I love that.
So, okay, here's the direct quote that I was talking about from the song. Can't you see how beautiful a true uniqueness can be? You are my celebrity.
Mm. That's cute.
So it's so, like, it's so cute and it's so happy. Mm-hmm. So definitely a good start off to the new year. And
I mean, this song is basically already gonna win, like, Song of the Year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Korea's little sister, guys.
Yeah, like, it's been charting, like, number one for the last 2 weeks without any, like, no promos, no album, no nothing.
Wow. I don't think she's even, has she performed this on music shows yet?
No, because this is just her pre-release to her comeback album.
Oh wow.
Does she ever perform on music shows though?
I think she performed Blooming, no.
I don't think she performed Blooming, but she did, I think she did
Palette.
When she had her last full length album, I think she did.
Oh.
But she is a rare sight, for sure.
Yeah, she's probably on to her next project the moment she drops her album.
Yeah.
Well, because she does acting. Right. She does, like, so many different things.
Speaking of her acting, I need to find out when that Park Seo Joon IU movie is going to come out. Or if it came out. I'm just so...
I don't think it came out yet. Did it come out yet?
I don't know, but I'll research that for you guys.
Please.
Yes. So yes, that's my rec. Go listen to it. It's very happy, happy-go-lucky. It's a nice little bop in the music video. I haven't had a chance to look into the music video fully, but I mean, it looks cute. I appreciate her cute little dresses and the jewelry.
Yeah, her outfits and like all of the styling reminds me of Hotel de Luna.
Oh my gosh, I love that show.
There's
and
parts
I love her in it.
Where it's like full glam and she's in a ball gown, and there's other parts where she's like in a black trench coat and a Baker Boy hat and like sunglasses. So and then there's parts where she's just wearing like a mini dress and she does a little bit of choreo, which is really cute. So
what I was reading is I think the music video is supposed to be like her. The music video is very surface level, where it's her life as a her life at, for once.
Oh,
right?
You mean like no crazy theories or whatever?
Yeah, no crazy theories. Like, but that. it's her interpretation of celebrity life. Like, you know, she's this like huge mega Korea singer. And yet, you know, I think they did show scenes where she has her makeup off too, right? Her makeup off,
well,
and she's not as glammed up, looking in the mirror. So that's what I mean by it's very surface level in that sense, but it's not necessarily completely 100% related to what she's saying in the song lyrics. In the song lyrics, it's more aimed towards the fans to embrace themselves and embrace whatever odd things they might have about them. That's what makes them unique.
Wow.
Love that.
Yeah.
Self-love.
That's awesome.
That's great. All right. Thank you, Chris. Our special guest, Sammy.
Yes. Okay. So I'm going to change it up a little bit. I've just been on just like regular K-pop. And my newest obsession, I guess it goes along with your guys' pod. You know what I'm saying? I can listen to this like once a day. It's probably really bad to listen to it once. Oh, I know. Don't make that face. Come on.
I want to add that Sammy is the type of person to listen to ratchet hip hop at 8 a.m. Like Power 106 ratchet hip hop.
All right, let her get her wreck in.
I don't see what the problem is. Like, if that's how I want to do it in the morning,
no problem.
If that's what gets me pumped. But I do want to wreck this song because it's so freaking good. It's called Water by Sick K. Just flow like moving, yeah. Just flow like moving. Put it like water, 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 water. Put it like water, 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 water. Put it like water, 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 water. Put it like water, 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 water. This song is, yes, hella ratchet. When I first heard it, all you want to do is like twerk. I'm just letting you know that. I've never heard of any of these artists that are on here except Jay Park. I'm still expanding my knowledge of K-pop, K-hip-hop, K-rap artists. But this song is by Sick K, and the artists featured are Woody Gochild. I don't know how to say this next name, but it's all caps. It's H-A-O-N. Hmm. The next one is P-H-1, and the last one is Jay Park. It was released in 2019 on July 30th, and she's just a little Leo song, just like Chris, you know.
Are you trying to appeal to us?
I'm already part of this, guys. Hold on, don't kick me out. I know you guys like Gabe, and I know the fans like Gabe, but I just want to be loved, too. I'm just kidding. I just want to be on because I love you guys, so okay. That's also not me kissing ass. But the producer on this track, his name is Goosebumps. And he's really well known in the K-rap, K-hip-hop industry, and collabed with a bunch of big names, but at this point, I don't know who those big names are, except Jay Park, so,
Aren't all of those artists that you named under Higher Music?
Yep, I was just gonna, I'm going through my notes.
Oh, okay,
right
okay,
here.
Okay.
No, it's okay, go ahead.
No.
Thank you so much. But yeah, they're all under Higher Music, and I feel like this gives me a what's that song? Bedrock. By Young Money.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they just got a lot of artists. Like there was, I don't think Bedrock even like that's the original song. Like that's not a remix or anything. Same with this one. They just got a bunch of artists. I feel like they all just got in the studio. They were like, "Yo, bro, spit a verse," because that's basically, and that's what it is. But I feel like the line or the verse distribution is so off. Like, this song is by Sick K, and obviously, when I'm listening to it, I'm just, like, going at it, so I'm just like, who is each one? So when I looked at it, it looks like Sick K only gets pre-chorus and chorus, and then he literally gets one line in there, and everybody else gets a full-on verse. So, like, verse one is Woody Gochild, second one is PH1, the third one is H-A-O-N, and the last one is Jay Park. And literally, Sick K literally just says, "Yo, Goosebumps, send me some shit." And I'm like, that's literally all he said. But it's kind of a lit line because right after that, it goes dun, dun, dun. And then you just twerk, like, right after.
Who
it's
says
really
water
good.
In the chorus? Sick K?
Yeah, it's just Sick K. Yeah, so the song is really just about going with the flow, like water. That's really what that's really what it says. Yeah, like they.
That's
I have to look
actually
up the
such a PG meaning to such a ratchet song.
I know, because like the only part in the chorus that is English, they just say water, but it says go with the flow, like water, 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 and that's it. Like that's basically what it is. And then each verse, I kind of feel like, yeah, they literally just went in the studio and was just like, I'm just gonna say whatever. Like let me get on that track. And Jay Park was like, "You're good, you're good, you're good. Get on this song." Because each one seems just like a flex about themselves or just like random lines. Like, you know how Nicki Minaj raps and she says like, where's that? There's like one line where she says, I'll find it later. But a lot of them were just making like references to water in the song.
Ew.
So like Woody Gochild was like, "My flow like big wave tsunami." I'm like, okay. PH1, I'm not a big fan of this line, but it's because he's not black, so I feel like he can't say that. But he's saying, "I'm making waves, I ain't got a durag." I don't know if you guys know, like, you know, the black people, they use, or black men, I would say they use the durags to make the waves in their hair. And I feel like PH1, it's
that
okay. I feel like... I feel like you just said it.
Kind of clever. It's kind of
clever. Like, we'll pass on that.
Yeah, we're going to pass on that PH1. But I just love Jay Park because he's just so with the times. And, like, he's just, like, my middle ground between, like, K-pop, K-hip-hop, whatever, with, like, my modern life. Because his first line is literally, "Busted down, that the Yana pretty face, Ariana." I'm like, sing to me more. But his verse is like, I love. Also, I don't know if you guys know this concept, but like back in college, it was always a thing to get somebody. Well, I never did it, and I always kind of wanted one. Shout out to anybody who wants to send it to me. An alcohol bottle that was like bedazzled or whatever. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
They were like glitter, bedazzle, whatever. It's like a Patron bottle. It's like so cute. Anyway, Jay Park's line, one of his lines was, "Diamonds on my soju bottle, drip, drip, drip." And I was thinking, like, let's just sell custom bedazzled soju bottles.
Love that for him.
No? Yeah, that's a concept. I'm just letting you guys know. But the last thing I do want to say about this is that I highly suggest to do these following dance moves to this song if anybody wants to play it at 8 a.m. I suggest some yiking to this song. You could do it solo. You could do it with somebody. You could suggest it at the club for this. Definitely the Bust It Down Tatiana move.
What is the Bust It Down Tatiana move? Oh my god, that's such a boomer thing to me.
I know. I feel like you guys are like, you guys are all like looking at me like, what is she saying? Like, this is not the realm. It's the one where you put like your hand up and then your other hand, or you can't see your other hand in your pants, and you're like,
yeah,
that's the one. J-Hope would do it very great. And also just like a normal little twerk. Just a little shake, shake, shake.
You know who does the Bust It Down Tatiana move really well?
What did you say? What did you... Tatiana? Her name is Tatiana?
No, no, no.
Okay.
Tatiana.
Tell me more.
Tatiana.
You know... The power of editing.
You know who does it really well?
Who?
Matt BM from Card.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, we can... I have, he just pops up on my TikTok, like, all the time. Like, he goes really hard on the dances. He knows he does, too, because he'll do, like, slow movements, and then all of a sudden, one's really hard. And I'm like, you know what you're doing, though. But he has good content, if you guys want to, I don't know, follow him on that. Anyway, that's my song rec. I want you guys to add it to your playlist and play it once a day. Just for a little... confidence boost and just a little twerk, twerk, twerk in the mirror, you know what I'm saying? That's my advice. All your viewers are going to be like tuned out, not going to listen to the next one. Just kidding. Please listen to it. Anyway, thanks for letting me wreck that song.
Okay. I'm gonna have to change up the mood here.
I was just thinking that. I was like, wow, Nathan's wreck is like a completely different spectrum.
Well, I mean, if the listeners, I mean, have
we're
been
hitting
with
all,
us.
All
we're hitting all ranges. Yeah,
we have
we
R&B,
hit kind of everything.
We have pop, we have ratchet, and we have ballad.
Wow, I love that ratchet is one category now. Thank
this might
much.
Be our most versatile recommendations.
That's true, yeah.
So, all right. My recommendation for this episode is going to be Gaho's Home. So I don't actually think we've explicitly talked about him in the context of a recommendation either. So I'll just give a very, very brief background. He actually debuted in 2018, so he actually hasn't had that long of a career yet. But he released a mini album in 2018, and that was when he debuted. He was born in 1997, so very young. very young person, especially for a solo male ballad singer. He isn't so much known for that mini album, and as of 2020 is kind of like the current OST king.
Yeah.
Right now. So the listeners, yes, that's Chris. Chris, go ahead and sing it.
That's it. That's all I can remember. I'll go off.
So as of 2020, he released the huge track, the title track for Itaewon Class, Start Over. And then he also did the very, very huge popular title track for Startup, which, I mean, people were singing those two songs. Ooh, for...
I need to watch that.
I need to watch forever. Startup.
Startup is so good. Please, yes. Please watch it.
Maybe my that'll be our Opa. Next K-drama review. Yeah.
All right, I'm starting it today.
Oh, well, you're going today. All
right. I'm starting right away. I need a new K-drama.
True Beauty! Yeah,
it's really good. No, oh, yeah, I want to watch True Beauty.
Okay, listeners, tell us which dramas to watch.
Yes. Sorry,
Ashley and I have been watching Penthouse, and we could explain.
Yeah.
We have so much to say. So, From Home is... I mean, wow. I am clearly not over this yet.
That's where your mind
you're
went.
You're defaulting to NCT.
Goodness gracious.
All roads lead back to NCT.
Were the next words out of your mouth rearranged?
Oh, you know no. What they call God, that? They call that a Freudian that. Slip, oh, Nathan. Goodness. Is that where your mind is always at?
Well, I mean, okay. The song is not that far away in terms of genre and meaning, as I will go ahead and explain. So Gaho, after the first mini album, hasn't released too much since, but he's released a lot of digital singles. So this is one of his digital singles. It was released on February 3rd. It is, like, when I first heard it, I was like, I love it, because this is the type of music that I listen to. This is the type of music that I blast at 8 o'clock in the morning, Sammy. I don't know about you.
I love that. Not me. That's more like whenever I'm hanging out with only you.
So what I really liked about the song was it was basically just his voice and a piano, if not just like a little bit more. And we really got to showcase his... He really got to showcase this, like, really unique voice. And in terms of the meaning of the song, I think a lot of it also gets a little bit lost in translation from Korean to English. But it's a song about a person kind of struggling and, like, coming home to that person that you could kind of really rely on and that of the like. So he talks a little bit about how he needs comfort in the song, and aww, he's kind of left alone, and he's kind of just wanting to come back home. And I think this home is not a home in so much as it's a person. So I really enjoyed the song. I really hope that he gets more recognition for what he can do with his voice. And yeah, I mean, after doing these huge OSTs, I think hopefully his solo work can get some recognition. He actually he's credited as a writer on the song as well. So
aww.
I think that's all really great. What did you guys think?
I loved it. It was a good, just, I mean, I have my moods for when I listen to certain kind of music, you know? Like,
yeah.
So, like, this is for sure, if I would be playing this in the background as I'm, like, you know, getting ready for bed and time to relax and just, like, chilling out and, like, I need to, like, calm down and I just need something, like, sweet to listen to in the background.
Yes. I think that that's definitely the right moment to listen to it. he also won the 2020 Mamas for the OST Award, which was really cool.
For Itaewon?
For Itaewon, yes.
Oh, okay.
And then he wasn't able to win at the other awards because Hospital Playlist kind of took it over for the OSTs. But, I mean, he's released so many great OSTs these days, and he's able to, hopefully he's able to come back with a mini album. So I don't know. He's also under this entertainment company that I don't think we've ever talked about before. He's under, like, Planetarium or something.
Oh. Never heard of it.
Yeah, I never heard of it as well. So In any case,
I watched the music video and I really liked how stripped back it was. Mm-hmm. It was basically him. It was mainly like headshots and him in two different sets. One of them in like a dark room with a microphone and another one just like walking around looking up at the sky.
It was. I also really liked the only other thing that I caught on to for the MV was when he was singing, he was in such a cold place that there was so much like, it was like he was a dragon. Because there was so much like breath coming out.
Yeah.
Because it was so cold, but
I will say I have one more thing that I need to add. I was listening to this right as I finished an episode for My Secret Romance, and it was the episode where they broke up. And so it was kind of like it added to like my emotion where, yeah, because I had just watched this like hella dramatic episode where they're all like crying because they can't be near each other. And then I play this and I'm like, I feel like I'm broken up right now. So
what dramas are you watching, Chris?
I binged My Secret Romance this weekend. All 14 episodes in one day, guys.
Well, it's not very long.
Oh. Yeah.
In one day?
In one day. I have nothing to do, man.
I think we're due for a K-drama review, except the problem is that we're all watching different ones.
Yeah.
Listeners, we'll get it together.
Wait, I want to hear what you guys are watching, so maybe it'll incentivize me to watch something.
Okay.
I just finished My Secret Romance, like I said. Super, super cute. Like the it's K-drama trope that it's, like, romantic and cute.
Okay.
But there are a lot of plot holes and there's sometimes like too much cheesiness where it's like, come on. But I love the actor. I love Sung Hoon.
Pass. So.
I just finished Love Alarm. And
you watched Love Alarm, Sammy?
Yeah, I usually just stay on Netflix because I don't have Viki like on my TV. But Love Alarm, I remember.
I have the premium account and there's an app. There's a Viki app on Amazon Fire Stick.
Yeah, I need to go add that because, yeah, but I'm just a Netflix girl. So, like, I just, like, go on Netflix, watch whatever is, like, on there. But Love Alarm is, like, okay. It's kind of just, like, a cheesy romance if you're just, like, into that type of thing. My mom is not really, or, like, our mom, sorry, we have the same mom. Mom isn't really into it. She's just, like, it sucks, skip. And I'm like, okay, you didn't even give it a chance.
Well, it's also like about high schoolers and like.
Yeah, it's also about high schoolers and like
young.
Yeah, apparently this app is supposed to like know your emotions like inside your body. So like right when you connect it, it like connects to your heart. And it tells you like, so it's like you, it like, let's say you're within a 10 meter radius. If you're in love with that person, your love alarm will ring. Mm-hmm. And some people can't, like one of the messages is like, you can't help who you love. So there's this boy who is gay, but he didn't come out as gay. And this bully was like beating him up and was like, stop ringing my alarm. But he's like, I can't help it. And so he stays away from him.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's a kind of a cool, concept. It is very cheesy, but I'm like the queen of like cheese. So like, I really love that type of stuff, but it's stupid because it only has 8 episodes. So if you just want to be heartbroken at the end with like the biggest cliffhanger, then you just have to know that production was. Yes, but production was stopped because of COVID, so they're going to release a new one. Yeah, all my TikTok followers already told me that. I just got to be patient, so it's going to be 17, fine.
17,000 TikTok followers.
Yeah, 17.5, let's get it straight. I'm just kidding. I love every single one of them, but I think my next one I'm going to watch True Beauty because everyone on TikTok's about it. And I'm just getting spoilers here and there, but apparently it's really, really good and people are upset about the ending, and I love a good upset ending.
Ashley, what about you?
I just finished Penthouse and I need a new drama. So I kind of want to watch The World of the Married, but I don't want to watch it off like bootleg websites. I want to watch it off Viki or...
Is it? It's not on Viki?
I don't think
honestly,
it is.
Honestly, I don't think so. But
it's a TVN drama, so it's harder to access.
If The World of the Married was accessible, then I'd watch it. My other options are Startup and True Beauty.
Startup.
Okay.
I think I'm going to start Startup.
I might even rewatch it again with you. I've never rewatched a drama because I don't want to go through that pain and like suffering again, but I'll do Startup with you. I just want to watch a drama with somebody.
Episode 1, today and tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm down.
They're long episodes. They're an hour and a half almost.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, so I'm in the middle of two. I am like maybe like 7 episodes into Startup, but then
hurry up.
I'm all about like the mukbang dramas, so like Penthouse, like the ones like the thriller dramas.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So the ones that like you have to press play next, which is basically Penthouse.
Yes.
And we were talking about this earlier behind the scenes. I asked Ashley, I was like, why did the Dreamies, especially Jaemin, like, or why are they making reference to Penthouse as if it's such a crucial part of their life right now? Like, why?
Well, it's so good. And the teasers for Penthouse 2 have come out already. Have you seen them?
Yeah. I haven't. I'm not going to look at them yet. So I'm like 12 episodes into Penthouse, is almost kind
you
of
You guys said like that 60%. It was like, you guys said that it was like Sky Castle. Like that type of dramatic.
Yeah.
Ooh. Like there's like education mixed in there. There's also like political corruption. There's like everything.
Okay. There's education corruption. There's
murder.
Murder. What is it called when you cheat on your
affair?
Adultery.
Infidelity. Yeah.
Infidelity.
Everything that you can think of, they threw in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
here's the last thing that I'll mention about Gaho. He did the OST also for the first K-drama that you all reviewed.
Last Empress?
Yes. He was on the OST for that too.
Oh.
I guess it didn't get as much clout as...
Last Empress was also not great.
Yeah, it was not.
Oh, okay. Well, E2-1 class and Startup, right? Okay. Anyways, that's a little preview of... We will get together and do a K-drama review soon. We also wanted to say that a big congratulations to the following 2 accounts. So make sure that you DM us on Instagram to redeem your NCT Resonance albums at Hyene Helen and at Burger Lord. So go ahead and DM us so that we can send you your albums. Congratulations to our winners and to all that, to everyone who entered our raffle.
Also, just a reminder, if you 2 people get a Jaemin or a Haechan photo card, Casey and I will literally pay you for them. I don't have a Jaemin photo card anything, so I need it. I need it.
Wow,
please.
You are a good mother.
The co-hosts of Idol Talk really have some desires. So help them out here. All right, thanks all. Thank you all to the listeners for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Idol Talk Pod. And until next time, we will talk to you all later. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.